Unfortunately, 163 people lost their lives around the UK coastline last year, with around half of those not even intending to enter the water in the first place. So these were people that went out on their day-to-day business, going for a walk, going for a run, going fishing, unfortunately ended up in the water. So it just really emphasises how dangerously unpredictable our UK coastline can be. I used to be a lifeguard on Bournemouth beaches, so I know the volunteer crews of the RNLI and also the lifeguards. It's a very busy patch. And in your area, there was over 460 launches from our boats across the Isle of Wight, Lymington, Portsmouth, Poole, Swanage and Weymouth, who rescued nearly 650 people last year. And with the lifeguards on the Dorset beaches, attending over 2,000 incidents, saving 8 lives, rescuing over 60 people and attending hundreds of first aids as well. So around 3/4 of the people, so 3 out of 4 people that die around the coast are adult men. And unfortunately, this figure is fairly stable across the last few years. And I think it, being an adult man myself, I think it's safe to say that a lot of men do overestimate their ability in the water. And things like rip currents and cold water shock can really catch you out. And just because you're a good swimmer in the pool doesn't necessarily translate to the coast. So we would urge people to take a little bit more care and be aware of some of those risks. Today, the RNLI is launching its Respect the Water campaign, which is part of our 10-year initiative to reduce drowning by half around the coast of the UK by 2024. As part of the campaign this year, we're producing 2 quite hard-hitting cinema films that will be released tomorrow. And these are to try and get people to understand the dangers associated with being around the coast. One of them focuses on the dangers of cold water shock. So if you do fall into the water at this time of year, it is still really cold. And that can have a physiological effect on your body where it increases your heart rate and your breathing. And even for strong swimmers, it can be really difficult to keep yourself above the water for the first few seconds of falling in. The second film talks more generally about the unpredictability of water and the fact that strong currents can very easily take you out to sea because they can move at speeds quicker than an Olympic swimmer. So most people would really struggle in the water. If people do want to find out a little bit more, these films are on our website, which is rnli.org/respectthewater, where people can see for themselves how difficult it would be to be in this situation by experiencing the website and also by watching the films online.